tight sound coverage is going to be the biggest thing against these guys.
Do you see where Carson throws it up and trusts his receivers to go get it?
There's a lot of times where he just throws the ball up, though. You know, it doesn't matter what receiver it is. It's if the safety's kind of leaning over there, he just has faith in those guys to go up there and be able to make the play. You know, in his eyes, it's, you know, it's either going to catch or he's going to get knocked down. You know, he's not thinking that it's going to get intercepted out there. You know, just, that's just how much faith he has in his receiver group.
Are you happy when a quarterback, I mean, if he's kind of put it up there, it gives you as much of an opportunity. He may not be the same size. Doesn't it give you as much of an opportunity, too?
Oh, most definitely it does. You know, I mean, and that's what you can ask for as a defensive back, you know, is being able to go there and compete and have an opportunity to make a play on the ball and stuff like that, you know. And I think we are going to get challenged. You know, they throw something about 6 to 8 times downfield, you know, vertically. So we're going to have plenty of opportunities, you know, whether it be, you know, one of the safeties coming down in coverage. And obviously the outside corners, you know, they're going to get a lot of the coverage and get tested out there, you know, and just have to go out there and compete and play with great technique and make those plays.
You know, after they've played 13 games, you've seen, I'm sure, and the coaches have broken down tape. Is there anything new? I mean, or is it just doing the things that you've been told in your training to do?
Yeah, you know, it's you know, they have some great route combinations, you know, especially for that really puts a lot of stress on zone coverage, just because a lot of teams don't have the DBs to be able to go out there and cover their wide receiving group, you know. And so with that situation, it causes a lot of stress because of some of those route combinations, and you see a lot of the explosive plays happening. And I think we have you know, a lot of DBs in the room to where we can go down and cover and match up and stuff like that, to where we play some zone, but, you know, we play some man and make those throws tougher for Carson, allow our front four to go out there and create pressure.
Even though they're ranked number one as an offense, is it no question, are they by far the toughest offense you guys will face?
We play some great offenses this season, you know. And I mean, and they have a lot of weapons out there, and they're and Carson Palmer utilizes everybody, you know. He just doesn't favor one guy. He trusts everybody out there, and he'll throw the ball deep to anybody, you know. And like I was saying, they have a lot of route combinations that cause a lot of stress on some of the coverages. And, you know, and when we are in man coverage, we have to play confident and play tight sound coverage and make him make those throws in those tight windows.
What have you seen from a couple of youngsters in your secondary, Eric Rowe and Ed Reynolds, who have kind of been thrown into action for you guys?
They're competitors, you know. Eric's been, you know, playing better each week since he's been in the starting position, you know, and he doesn't shy away from the competition, you know. It doesn't matter who's out there, you know, and it's great having a guy who's welcomes that competition no matter who the guy is, and, you know, it only shows his athletic ability and also shows his confidence in where he's going to be in the next, you know, couple of years and being an elite corner in his league.
And as far as that going, playing across from me at the other safety position, what do you think his transition
has
been like?
Yeah, Ed, the same way, you know, coming in and playing very confident. You know, he's a smart safety back there, and allowing him to go out there and cover and, you know, play in the middle of the field. And he has some great range and stuff like that as well. And, you know, he's been making plays for us as well. So both of those guys coming in, playing very solid football for us, and, you know, Jalen Watkins coming in. You know, it's good to see those guys improving each day in practice.
Thank you.
The fifth out of six primetime games, is that tougher to prepare for? Is it just that long day, you know, do you sit and watch football, a lot of downtime? What's it like?
Yeah, it's just a lot of downtime, you know. I mean, I personally don't like, especially on the East Coast, just because it's so late, 8:30 game. I prefer on the West Coast, it's 5:30 game. You get in and get out, you still have an evening to be able to hang out with family and friends and grab something to eat. You know, most of the time, like, there's stuff that's not even open after the game, you know. And that's just the way it is. And, you know, we've had a lot of opportunity to play in the primetime games and stuff like that. And, you know, I think we're going to be focused and ready to go. We have a lot on the line, you know. Our playoffs started, you know, a couple weeks ago, you know. So, I mean, that's the kind of mentality we've had, and, you know, and we've been playing like it.